Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Harvard PhD in political science, Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. Fighting the New World Order on the front lines. He just dropped a huge, stunning bombshell on me. It's one thing to have SPP, North American Union, TxDOT, Department of Transportation, Secretary of State documents, CFR documents, where they say they're going to merge the three countries and they're already deep into it. It's another thing to have that criminal, Vicente Fox, that America-hating piece of filth, running around in the U.S. calling us racist if we want to control our borders. He just gave you the quote. It's going up on WorldNet Daily in the next hour. We're searching YouTube right now. Go slowly through this, Dr. Corsi. Read the quote for people. Have you found it on YouTube, or do you have a video clip of it? Because people aren't even going to believe it when it's in quotes. They don't believe it when MSNBC announces they want an Amaro. But go through that.
Now, CNN is saying that a video clip is available, but you have to buy it from them. They've got the transcript up. Let me tell you what the transcript says. This was a caller who called in. It was right at the end of the show. It was an email, and it was this Mrs. Gonzalez in New Jersey. She said, "Mr. Fox, I'd like to know how you feel about the possibility of having a Latin America united with one currency." And Fox said, "Long term, very long term. What we propose together, President Bush and myself, it's ALCA, which that's the Free Trade Agreement of the Americans. That's the Spanish acronym, ALCA, for the Free Trade Agreement of the Americans." He said it's a trade union for all the Americas. That's the common market extending NAFTA down to the tip of South America. He says, and everything was running fluently until Hugo Chavez came in. He decided to isolate himself, and he decided to combat the idea and destroy the idea. So King says, "It's going to be like the euro dollar, you mean?" And Fox says, "Well, that would be long, long term. I think the processes go, the first step is into a trade agreement, and then further on, a new vision like we are trying to do with NAFTA." So there it is. The whole idea was to extend this trade idea, to have it followed by a regional currency.
But you just hit the key. That was a larger Pan-American union from Alaska to Chile.
Exactly.
He's saying, like we're doing with NAFTA,
like
showing we are currently in the integration.
On the plan. And the key is, he says, that we proposed together, President Bush and myself. He said this was our plan, and it was to NAFTA, going into a regional currency, then extend the trade agreement with the free trade of agreements of the America all through South America, and then have it followed with a hemisphere regional currency.
But, Doc, I got to, again, make this point for listeners who may have missed it. This is key. Fox goes on to say, like we've done with NAFTA, he's saying merge everything together later in the hemisphere like we're doing with NAFTA, a total admission of current merger of North America.
Correct. Yeah, unabashedly. He's just open about it. He says the only thing that stopped it from happening was Hugo Chavez. And if you recall, Hugo Chavez at a meeting where they were trying to push down in Argentina, this was in the first administration, they were trying to push the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, and Chavez came and acted up and broke up the meeting.
I want to ask you about that when we come back. Can you stay 10 more minutes?
Yes.
I know you're busy, but this is key because I have a love-hate relationship with Chavez. I don't like socialism or communism.
Right.
I don't like him restricting the media.
It's going to be ironic if he's the guy who ends up protecting our sovereignty.
but I mean, that's my point, is that it's a love-hate. Because
he doesn't want globalism. He's against globalism. Chavez hates the globalism. The problem is he also hates the United States, but it's an amazing admission here that this plan was going fluently, he says, fluently. They had the plan fully in gear, and it included a currency, the euro dollar, like Larry King said, the euro dollar.
Unbelievable. Dr. Corsi is our guest. I'm glad I got him on today about this other issue. He just keeps dropping bombshell after bombshell. An exclusive here. Doc, I appreciate you sharing that with us here first. That is amazing. Come back. We'll get some more details from you.
What? Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, this is not hyperbole. The West is going beneath the waves. Death of the West, as Buchanan and others have said. We are in a last-ditch effort. The globalists have publicly written hundreds of policy reports saying they were going to overrun Europe with third world populations. And those third world populations have no claim to Europe. The illegal aliens can claim, you know, that part of this was once Mexico for 5 minutes, but then they couldn't hold it. Yeah, the Six Flags of Texas. There were lots of people that had this land, including the corrupt government of Spain and the Emperor Maximilian and the rest of them. But I want all the illegal aliens listening, and I know there are a lot of them listening, in California and right here in Texas and other stations we've got around the country. You're hurting your children. There's no doubt. This New World Order is going to hurt you. Why do you think Hugo Chavez is against it? I mean, this is a communist Che Guevara type, and he knows that it's bad. Okay, he's against it. He is against globalization, NAFTA, GATT, disintegration. He calls it what it is. Mexico is not conquering the U.S. The globalists financed that propaganda for the last 30-plus years in your nation, so you'd come up here and think that. You're only being used to drive down wages, bankrupt the states so the feds can federalize them, and bring in total control. And Dr. Corsi is now reporting, and we did find the transcript. It's on CNN.com. So for people that are in denial, you can show them CNN's official page. We need to get screenshots of that, by the way, before they take it down. I've seen them do it before. And somebody's got that TiVo'd and needs to get that up on YouTube right now. because I've got Dick Cheney saying, yeah, I'm CFR, I'm secretly CFR, I didn't let the people want to know that, admitting a cover-up, and I got neocons emailing me going, that's a fake video. I mean, they don't believe anything you show them. This is so, it's not hyperbole, it's life and death. If we go under this international system, we don't have private property rights, due process, any of this. It's happening now. Mayday. Dr. Corsi, I mean, how do we stress the importance of the dire straits we're in? Hillary about to come in, all the evidence of the Bushes being behind her and handing her the baton, appointing all these Clinton officials. I mean, I don't know. Hillary Clinton, I don't know what we're going to do.
I just keep reporting it piece by piece, Larry. I've got to, you know, Alex, if we keep it, like put another brick in the wall. People have got to see it. The wall's going to get big enough they can't deny it. The Vincente Fox interview on video is on CNN video. Alex, I just sent you the link. I'm watching it right now as we're talking.
Whose email did you send it to?
I sent it to producer, the one of producer, your show.
Okay, also send it, if you can, right now to Aaron at Infowars.com. Hey, Aaron, get in here real fast.
A-A-R-O-N.
Yes, A-A-R-O-N. He's coming in here. Aaron, Dr. Corsi found it on CNN. This is War Room Radio. This is real radio, folks. We do things live on the fly. This is like you're inside the newsroom. Dr. Corsi says he found it. He's going to be sending it to Aaron
right
at Infowars.com.
Infowars.com. I just sent it. It's right there. They're showing it's the Vincente Fox interview with Larry King. They've got the whole interview there.
We're on it. We've got it. We're grabbing it right now.
Yep, and so you've got it. Now you have to get it before it goes down because they won't keep this one up very long. And it clearly, I sent you also the transcript, so you've got the exact transcript. While we were on break, the editor from WorldNet Daily called me. They're making the final changes now within the next half hour. It'll be the lead article on WorldNetDaily.com. It was first broken on your show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Corsi. We're going to get links up on PrisonPlanet.com immediately, and Paul's going to put a blurb up directly pointing at WorldNet Daily. And it's just so good, though, to see the truth coming out. Why do you think that arrogant individual was so public?
Well, I think I've said for a long time the best way to expose this is to give Vincente Fox a microphone, because Vincente Fox has been open about this back to 2000. You know, I quote in my book, it's on page 13 of the late, great USA. The Wall Street Journal wrote an editorial, which is also very hard to find, but Robert Bartley, who's the editor of the Wall Street Journal, July 21st, 2001, said that Vincente Fox has been raising eyebrows with the suggestion that NAFTA over a decade or two should evolve into a European Union, not only with open borders for goods and investment, but people as well. And he said, Vincente Fox can rest assured that there's one voice north of the Rio Grande that supports his vision, to wit this newspaper. So there you have the Wall Street Journal on record for North American Union, with Vincente Fox in 2001 openly proclaiming that that's what he wanted to do, until they gave him some public relations counseling and told him not to say it so openly. And now you've got Vincente Fox out there promoting his book, and Vincente Fox speaks good English. I mean, he was educated in the United States. He may have even been born in the United States. He is on Larry King in fluent English, explaining that the plan he and Bush had was to do a trade union all the way, you know, this Free Trade Act of the Americas, a regional currency. And he said Larry King says, it's going to be like the euro dollar, you mean? And Fox says, well, that would be long, long term.
Well, this is huge. Now, Dr. Corsi, let me just stop you for a moment. And we have found the video clip. We are getting it up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Doc, what I'm trying to understand here is this tactic of lying. They're building the NAFTA arteries.
The editors from WorldNet Daily just told me the video clip, they cut out on that video clip the questions from the listeners. So they cut out at the end of it the part where they've already edited that and we're on CNN.
I knew it.
They said they saw the clip. It doesn't include the questions from the listeners when he talks about the Americans.
John's downloading it right now. John, is that the case?
And the only part that goes right up to the questions with the listeners and the transcript that's yet on CNN includes the whole broadcast. So we've got I'm going to have to print that transcript out so we don't lose that.
Yeah, we better get screenshots right now. And again, we just said they cut it out because every time they do this, they cut it.
You were right. When they posted the video, they cut out the questions from listeners. Now, somebody out there may have taped the Vincente Fox entire thing, the interview live last night from Larry King, and if somebody's got it, they've got a very valuable tape if they included the questions at the end of the interview from listeners, because it's now edited away from the CNN point. I think I'm gonna email right now back to the editor, Art Moore, WorldNet Daily, and say, make that part of the story.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Corsi, this lying, we have all the official government documents, we have the admissions, they're doing it, we're going under international control in the courts, in our trade, in our military, and it's this tactic of lying. Like, they're building the NAFTA highway grid and connectors right outside Austin, they admit they're doing it, but when you complain, they then say it doesn't exist. This tactic of just bald-faced lying.
And when I was up, and I gave a speech 2 weeks ago up in Oklahoma, down Oklahoma, in Tulsa. And Randy Brogdon, the state senator, Republican, was there, and he spoke, and he said they've already had to block legislation in Oklahoma to extend the Trans-Texas Corridor north into Oklahoma.
The mayor signed on to an agreement for the North American Union.
I wrote about that there. Cornett, I believe his name, Nick Cornett. And I found the agreement published at WorldNet Daily. I've been calling his office for a week for a comment. We published it. My phone was ringing at 7:30 in the morning. It was Nick Cornett, and he said, yeah, I signed the thing, and I don't know what I was thinking 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I don't know what was going through my mind. But he was at a meeting of a group that's now part of NASCO, the North American Super Corridor Coalition, and they had this North American Integration Declaration, and he signed it.
Let me ask you this question. I mean, this is the key I'm trying to get at. Had they miscalculated by stonewalling and lying, hoping the public wouldn't go look at their documents, or is this tactic of just lying and denying the elephant in the living room, do you think that's going to work?
Well, I don't think it'll work because the truth always comes out. You know, even in Watergate, and that was ridiculed and denied too. And, you know, you've had John Gibson take a shot at you, and I've had Michael Medved and others take a shot at me. But the problem is people know that ridicule doesn't answer the question. People only ridicule when they can't. It's an ad hominem attack. It's the lowest form of argumentation. Being somebody doesn't have an argument or evidence to refute what you're saying. So they ridicule you. It doesn't answer anything. It just makes them look bad.
Well, I have them built straw men, too. I had folks take a picture of me at Ground Zero and say that I was there blaming the firemen for blowing the building up, which I've never said. But again, then I get this hate mail, how dare you say this? So they also build straw men. Do you ever have them do that to you, claim you said things you didn't?
To some extent they do, but you know, so much of my stuff, Alex, is in print. It's harder to do it with me because it's in print, and the radio shows are generally all taped. So there's very good evidence of what I have said, and I try to, you know, to speak very carefully, because I'm always reporting only what I have the evidence to prove.
No, but that's what I'm saying. They'll just take a picture of me and then just write a lie on it.
No, they try to. They've done some of that with me. They've taken pictures for me and, you know, pasted Confederate flags in my lapel and put those up on the internet as if I was wearing the Confederate flag lapel. I mean, they've done things like that to me, but it's mostly I just ignore it all because it's so it's irritating, but it's ad hominem attacks. They can't. They're frustrated.
What do you think the American people are going to do, last question, when they find out that they really are destroying the country, they really have destroyed the dollar?
Well, I think that, you know, the American people are already angry. I'm saying, in a speech I gave on Book TV, I was with Phyllis Schlafly at Eagle Forum about 3 weeks ago in St. Louis, and at the end of the speech I said, you know, if somebody doesn't get Bush to stop talking about Mexico, the Republicans are going to lose the next presidential election, and two-thirds of the House and Senate. And it isn't because people like Democrats. If Hillary Clinton gets in as a consequence and continues, which she will do, this globalism, because it's Bush Clinton, hand-in-hand, the same team, then Hillary Clinton will be inaugurated on January 20th, and the impeachment proceedings will start January 21st. You know, I mean, that's the only way we can handle this. I'm saying this Medlin case might bring the American public to want to impeach Bush right now.
I agree. Dr. Corsi, thank you for the exclusive. Thank you for your tireless work to defend the Republic. His book is available right now, The Late Great USA at InfoWars.com. Thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure. Great to be with you, Alex. Thank you.
Thanks for all the time. All right, we'll be right back. We'll get into a bunch of other issues. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety, no surprise, the end.
It's simple. There is an international brotherhood of financial interest their main power flowing from central banks. They were able to take over England, the United States, Europe, much of the world. They're now mopping up the few sovereign nations left and focusing their main attention on enslaving the individual, ripping the family limb from limb, destroying any industry in once strong sovereign nations. And their main target that they're hitting at every level is the United States, while using our strength and our sustenance and what was left of us to propel the construction of their New World Order global system. And they are just absolutely eviscerating this country right now. And I'm so angry at the public for not knowing their peril. People are going around about their business, or if you do convince them there's a North American Union and we're going into a one-world government, they'll say, well, that's the next step. To not have due process, to not have liberty, to not have private property. This is all for you. This is happening to be done to you. And it's all happening right now. And the New World Order means business. They mean business. And I'm really speechless right now. I mean, listen to this newscast. I want to play that clip, John, where they're talking about the farmers. Why? The food price is going up because the illegals have been deported. Here is that clip.
Tighter security at the border is working so well, the White House is now worried about the impact on agribusiness and ultimately the price you pay for produce. That head of Napa cabbage on a produce aisle in Palo Alto was picked fresh by farm workers on Yasugi Farms about 50 miles away in Gilroy. It's hard work. Few will do.
We'll have guys out in the field as early as 5 o'clock in the morning, and the last guys won't leave the field until 6, 7 o'clock at night.
And there are fewer hands to harvest crops. Growers say tighter security at the border is closing off the supply of available workers. So why don't growers take advantage of a federal guest worker program known as the H-2A visa?
It's extremely time-consuming. When you submit an application, oftentimes they can't turn it around for 2 or 3 months. And by then, half of our harvest season is gone.
The Los Angeles Times reports the Departments of Homeland Security, State, and Labor are working behind the scenes to revamp H-2A farm worker visas. A White House spokesperson said it's important for the farm sector to have access to labor to stay competitive.
I'm really happy to see the government starting to raise an eyebrow about the situation. Unfortunately, I think by the time they actually sit down, put their noses to the grindstone and try to implement something, that could be years down the road before it's finally done.
The owner of J&J Food Store, where you can find that head of Napa cabbage, says in the long run, consumers will feel the impact of fewer farm workers.
The supply is going to be down, demand's going to be up. It's going to increase. It'll increase a lot.
And we spoke to two grocery chains today, Zanotto's and Whole Foods, and they say they have yet to see increased prices for produce because of farm labor shortages. Daniel Garza, NBC 11 News.
All right, now that's one out of California. The other news announcements, and I've only got them in text here, say prices up because of lack of farm workers. I've seen the actual studies. I've actually gone and looked into this years ago. A fraction of the cost is even the growing it, the entire process. I mean, they sell bushels of wheat. They sell cabbages for literal pennies. And then you pay $3 for the head of lettuce or cabbage at the store. And my family has been in agriculture for a long time. I also know about it from that angle. The farmer gets a fraction of the money, a fraction. But they had the studies where in a big box of cereal, 25%, the farmer got 25 cents. That came out a few years ago. They had examples of it, 19 cents for this box, 30 cents for that box. Again, but they know the public doesn't know stuff like that. And now I got to hear idiot yuppies walking around going, thanks a lot, food prices are up because of you people. Food prices are up because the dollar's being devalued. That's why.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, then we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we saved their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we pulled another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British came.
That there wasn't as many as quality music, ladies and gentlemen.
They began to run down the Mississippi to the
as usual, dedicated to the Watson brothers.
Yeah, they ran through the
I'm not, I gotta have some fun. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I remember it being a little kid, and I had that little record. It was a smaller one. I forget what you called those. And I had a bunch of old country records, the good stuff, the country, super gold. Not, they call stuff from the 80s now country gold, but I mean stuff from the 40s, 50s, 60s. And I remember listening to that and North to Alaska and Big John and all that. And I probably shouldn't even play those. Last time I played one of the other ones, people thought it was Secret Code or something. Goodness gracious. Just having some fun, folks. Lately, I'm going to be honest with you, and I keep saying this, and you probably noticed the difference. I've really got a bad feeling. And I've been saying this for about 3 or 4 months, and you notice what's happening to the dollar. But my instinct that really bad stuff's coming doesn't go away with that. It just intensifies. It just, I don't like this disquieting feeling. I don't like the incredible concern I have. For all the bad things that are going on and happening right now, it's something else. And my gut has never been wrong before, and I just, it's kind of like a hurry up and get it over with. It's the quiet before the storm. I think the New World Order is getting ready to unleash something really bad, something horrible. This way comes, they say. And I just burn with desire. I burn with passion, with tectonic passion. To be able to reach out to my fellow human beings, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, I don't care. If you got green skin, you're a human being. I just wish I could get the general public, who know they're being lied to and have the same feeling of disquiet, of unease, but they still, if they had any idea how bad it is, just how far down this dark road we've gone, we could turn this around. And that's what makes me mad, to realize they've got hundreds of media channels 24/7 pumping out propaganda, pumping out spin, pumping out bull. And they're making human clones and already using them for genetic material and body parts and admitting it. And they're already engaged in every form of genetic engineering and stuff that totally endangers the entire planet. Meanwhile, mindless liberals are running around in patchouli oil, feeling good, trying to steal farmers and ranchers' property and working for the big banks, and they don't even know it. They don't even mean it. They're good people. They're just idiots. And they're setting up all this new global carbon tax, carbon footprint regulation, which is a tax on breathing, a tax on all human activities, social workers and regulators and swarms of new agencies and agents to eat out our substance. I mean, everything we've seen is only the prelude. It's only the beginning. And I see the New World Order keep their promises. I see them do everything they say they're going to do. They may be a few years behind doing it, but they don't stop. They are hell-bent for leather. And they just keep driving, keep pushing inexorably towards their world government and their bloodbath. And they say they want the world government, and once they get it in place, it isn't people walking around in glistening silver spacesuits and flying around on jetpacks and, you know, in futuristic garden-topped skyscrapers and bubble fountains and, you know, bimbos and little gold outfits running around like some 50 science fiction movie. It's hardcore controlled bioplagues, mass exterminations, or robotic armies. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And I know a lot of you aren't going to listen. You just got to see it all happen to you. And as it gets worse and worse, right through to the end, there'll be all these fake preachers running around saying, hallelujah, it's the Lord, and that the world leader has risen and is our Jesus, and I'll have to, they'll all be completely bought and paid for, and all these church ladies buying it. We have found the YouTube video, CNN edited out, Fox admitting one currency. Have you transmitted that, my comrade, to the network in Minnesota? Now, again, I don't yell at Aaron. People are saying, well, you didn't used to hear this yelling. Aaron used to be in another room. Now he's right out the window, out of my broadcast studio, at a desk, and he can't hear me. I'm looking at him. Aaron! Thank you. I need a little pager out there. Hey, bro, how you doing? Did you IM that to the network? Okay, John. Okay, great. John, are you grabbing that right now? Thank you. Anyways, give it to Watson, too. Well, he's red-coating around over there. Just I mean that affectionately, folks. I tease people I like. I like the Watsons. They're really great people. Oh, man, folks, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even want to cover these stacks of horrible news. I mean, this is the Austin American Statesman. They're going to put toll roads everywhere, and they lied about it. Of course they lied. And then there'll be no discussion in the media. The headline should talk about how the Campo Board lied, how they didn't pass a toll road moratorium. That's what I mean. It's just everything is insane. On the Guilty World Net Daily, they've got the story up. Ex-Mexican Prez. Yes, there will be an Amaro. Watson's doing his own article with the video right now. And so it's up there. Ex-Mexican Prez. Yes, there will be an Amaro. Vicente Fox confirms long-term plan worked out with President Bush. All right, I had Cryer coming on this segment, and I moved him back to the last 30 minutes of the show because I wanted you to have a chance to call in. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can talk about whatever you want. I don't care. It'd be nice if you called in with actual issues instead of COINTELPRO ninnying about which group someone's in or which ninny festival they're part of. 1-800-259-9231. Just look at all this. I mean, I talked about it yesterday, and I just feel moved to talk about frequency pollution. I'm going to set up a bunch of guests in the next few months on that. I want to create a big vaccine awareness section on Prison Planet and InfoWars to actually save lives. But I got to have the time to post it all up there. All the fact that there is no law, I got to take shots, and the fact that mercury's still in there. And the videos and our electron microscopes of what mercury does to your neurons and your brain and all these things I want to do. I just want to warn people. The main thing that freaks me out is that I have this feeling, not of futility, I have this feeling of grief and sadness. And I know we're going to win in the end with God's help. I know the good guys win in the end. It's just that it shouldn't be so hard. I mean, the corruption is out in the open. It's not hard to know, to watch my country being destroyed right in front of me. I can't wake the dumb yuppies up because they're so full of themselves, stumbling around. They're white. They're successful. They're the elite. You're nothing. You're just high-paid peons who are being raped behind your back. I can't communicate with illegal aliens. I don't even speak their language. It's a cultural thing. They're being pig-headed and won't listen. They're going to be totally destroyed. We're all going to be destroyed together. You just need to know that. And all I want to do is stop the New World Order. Psychopathic killers sworn to hurt us, sworn to rule on us, sworn to wake war on us, on our families, on our cultures, on anything sovereign. I forget which founding father it was that pledged eternal resistance to tyranny, but I re-pledge that. I mean, I just pledge that I am never going to give up and I am never going to stop. And I'm going to keep trying to give people the best advice I can. You know, I was watching videos of Ed Brown late last night and I got so depressed. I was watching him at that press conference, one of the press conferences he gave, and he's just a sweet little man. I know he's a good person. And, you know, I tried to keep my mouth shut when I knew they were making all these mistakes. And then I had to watch him, you know, have all this done to him. And the feds getting away with all this evil. But then I have to go on air and warn you about all these fake legal arguments and stuff that isn't going to work. I mean, Larry Becraft actually wins federal cases over and over again against the income tax. He tried to, for free, represent the Browns, and they didn't listen to him. They listened to quacks. But still, we support him, even though no one ever takes our advice. And if that's criticism of the Browns, then so be it. It's not criticism. I don't want my listeners to listen to these charlatans in other areas and go file liens on people. The Browns didn't do that. I'm talking about other stuff. And go to jail. I don't want to watch you fall into pits. That's all I do is try to give you my experience. If you learn from others' experiences, you don't have to fall in the pits yourself. And I'm so upset about the Browns. I mean, I am upset about it. I know it's a fraud. I know it's horrible. I am upset that they are going into the Free State Project in New Hampshire and harassing these great young people and others that all they did was stand up for the Browns and speak out and show how the income tax is a fraud and an offshore scam. And to have them harassed. And to look at the video. There's video up on Prison Planet of these federal marshals. Their faces. And again, I'm sick of watching the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Dutch royal family and the British royal family and a handful of other groups always get away with it. Bush gets the blame. Hillary gets the blame. The federal marshals get the blame. And I'm not saying they shouldn't get the blame. They're culpable. But they're the low-level people. And I'm just tired of watching these New World Order people arrogantly get away with lying to people and hurting people and putting all these good people in prison. And to know that they're going to double the number of cops again and put even more people in prison and the whole country is just unraveling and everything's a scam and they're stealing and robbing and lying. And I never got to this Monday. I covered it some Sunday night. I've watched Chris Matthews of Hardball get up on Jon Stewart and say lying is good and being fake is good and that's what everything is about in life is being like a liar like Bill Clinton and that's how you get the job, how you get the girl. No, it isn't. You know, we're a culture of lies. That's why you buy a hoe, you buy a shovel, you buy a hammer, and it breaks. They didn't used to. You stick a shovel in the ground and it just bends. It looks good, it's got some fancy paint on it, but it's built. It's like a piece of junk. I mean, you don't get a good woman putting on a front. You're going to get some hollow idiot, just like yourself. A real woman's got discernment. Has a sixth sense. Intuition. I don't want to be around a nation of fake people. I couldn't imagine being one of these yuppies who likes to go to parties and have people look up to them and pull up in a perfectly waxed car and get out with a perfect waistline and go up with, you know, liposuction and strut around all pontificating. None of that's real. I want to be with real people. I want to be involved in real things. I want to be involved with people that have heart and duty and honor and passion, like Edna Lane Brown. But then I have to watch people like them who I admire still fall down and make mistakes. I admire the courage. I can't even talk bad about what anything they did because they had guts and guts is enough, but it's still painful to watch them fall right into the jaws of the enemy. They took the field, but didn't put on the armor. When we get back, we have the Vicente Fox clip. We'll play it, and then we'll start the next hour. I'll take 30 minutes of calls. And I mean it this time. I'm giving each person 60 seconds. I don't care how good the phone call is, and I'm moving to the next person. I've got to learn to have some control and actually do what I'll say I'll do. 1-800-259-9231.
The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. TruthNews.us is the most pretty site we've got. It's got the most news on it of any site we've got. I'm really proud of what Kurt Nemo is doing over there, and it's getting a lot of traffic, but it's not getting what it needs, and I want you, everybody, to tell everybody about TruthNews.us. Kurt also did WhatIsTheEndgame.com and EndgameTheMovie.com, and they all deserve to be seen. By the way, Endgame is going to be shipping out at the end of this month, and if you pre-order now, you'll be the first people to get it. And it really is my best film. It's amazing. But it's still 2 hours, 20 minutes long. Oh, by the way, the extras are, I don't know, 40-something minutes, and one of them is a 19-minute mini-doc called Battle for the Republic about the illegal aliens and the New World Order, and that old piece of the puzzle we couldn't put in the film. It had been too long. It's really just a segment from the film. And then there's a bunch of other stuff in there, too. Secret agents following Jim Tucker around in Istanbul, and Jimmy Vaughn playing shackles on me at Texas Independence Day. I hope you'll get it. I just wish I had the force to somehow move people's minds and reach people. But we don't reach enough people. But we are reaching more because of you. Spread the word.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Some folks are born. Silver spoon in their hand.
Some folks are born. Make the way to fly. Ooh. Red, white, and blue. And when the best place, help to the deep, love knows, they wink again.
get the word out fast. If we don't educate the public, we're going down. And when the United States falls, the entire world will fall into literal darkness.
The tax man gives him the key to the land.
How do we get the message out to the Mexicans that the New World Order is using them as a tool, a knife, to slit the throat of this country? How do we convince the yuppies that the Republicans aren't their gods and that they're dirty traitors? Crank it up. I love this part.
Only to send you off to war. And when you act there, how much did you get? They tell you more and more.
More. And if you don't pay more, more, more.
Taking more.
We'll send SWAT teams to your house and drag you off to federal prison. All right, here's the Vicente Fox clip. CIA. Secret Service. All right, let's go ahead and go to the next thing. Here is the traitor, the enemy, Larry King Live, who sits up there and pushes a New World Order agenda with Vicente Fox admitting they wanted to create an Amero in all of the Americans, for all of the Americas, just as they're doing for the North American Union. Here it is.
Do you fear that in part of the legal immigration problem is terrorism?
No, not at all. It's totally different business, absolutely different.
You don't equate the two?
Not absolutely not.
Email from Mrs. Gonzalez in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Mr. Fox, I'd like to know how you feel about the possibility of having a Latin America united with one currency.
Long term, very long term. What we proposed together, President Bush and myself, it's ALCA, which is a trade union for all of the Americas. And everything was running fluently until Hugo Chavez came. And he decided to isolate himself. He decided to combat the idea and destroy the idea. And
very important. It's going to be like the euro dollar, you mean?
Well, that would be long, long term. I think the process is to go first step into a trading agreement, and then further on, a new vision like we're trying to do with NAFTA.
You heard it right there. So, of course, it's in all the official documents, but the public won't read documents. And all I can say is, thank God for Hugo Chavez. I mean, you can say whatever you want about the guy. But if it wasn't for him, folks, they'd already have us in a Pan-American Union. As it is, we're just here merging with Mexico and Canada and desperately trying to warn the public. You go demonstrate against it, the cops come up and start fights with other cops so they can fire rubber bullets on the peaceful crowd. I mean, just absolute criminality in everybody's face. That link's up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have the story. Paul Watson's got a hard-hitting story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Get it and get it out to everybody.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.